It was the role of the embodied heart, the most difficult to master, that this one pure soul is so dedicated to. He knew he could do it. He knew Jesus, he could ascend. Yet the trials and tribulations would weigh on him too. And so these two companions, both brilliant like Uriel's, they dedicated themselves thoroughly each day and each night. They kept the embodied Uriel awake and alerted. They kept him comforted and aligned for each moment of his life. This may answer some questions about how he succeeded to love so many and to ultimately heal. He had such capacity to feel love and to surrender, for his guy wires were fortified. There was nowhere to fall. If he wobbled an inkling, to the left he'd be anchored, to the right he'd be secured with love just the same. If he doubted, he'd be amped up, his light fortified ever brighter. If he was tired, he'd be nourished, loved by the mother so pure. After all, this is why he came. He came to remind us, by modeling as a human, how to reunite our body, mind, heart, speech, and soul. He came as a prototype to create a solid model, for if he could walk wholesome, then we could now too. His first life 'twas meant to be the ascension, the great mass awakening. He would demonstrate light, he would teach us all how. And as he was successful, all dark it would be shed. We'd forget our former suffering, we would follow him home. Yet his life was aborted, cut short prematurely. This was unexpected, this was not the plan. He left us a legacy, a deep faith, a memory, a stirring, a yearning to follow him home. He left much confusion, for his life was incomplete as a mission. It's been 2,000 years to wash away that pain. 2,000 years of patient rewiring on planet Earth and beyond it, the great remastering of the grid. And now we are ready. The table is waiting. It is time now. It is time now. Let the stage be revealed. All the players, all the souls who are here in the first coming, we are all incarnated. We are all here. Our timing is near perfect. We will simply lift up our great bookmark. We will continue our reading from the page where we left. For this is a script. Our cues are all written. As we kindle our free wills, full of love and respect, we cannot err now, for the energy's waiting. Beyond the planet, they are ready. This time they are set. What was missing in yonder the year past 2000 was not quite a readiness in our cosmic friends. They were not yet awakened, not sufficiently ready to allow this great mission for us to ascend. And so they aborted, not out of spite or of malice. They chose to abort it, to get it just right. The problem is communication. It always has been this. This was the missing link when we Uriel was born. All down through the ages, this same story's been repeating. When we get communication right, we can recreate the whole. Yet until our minds are clear, our hearts are wide open, our bodies are fully grounded, we cannot truly begin this miraculous flight. And so it is prudent we are being aided through accelerating crises which strip away all clutter from being, all old stale energy. So this time we are light enough to succeed in our flight. What may seem as a robbing of wealth and of pleasure, to ego it may seem just more suffering, and yet it is something remarkably, illustriously different. It is you being readied, and it is me who is readying for us all to take flight. Release from your caption all necessary, unnecessary clutter, be it thoughts, memories, feelings, or embodied stuff. As you are cleared completely of all former debris, you will be, finally, light enough. You will be light. For only light bodies can pass through the gateway. Retaining too much ballast, the entry gets clogged. All energy that's been holding the tethers so patient in perfect timing, these will be released. All consciousness here in this physical reality will be rendered forgiveness of its former roles. Forgiveness here means releasing of service, for no longer is service to gravity shown. You will understand this in soon perfect moments. You will breathe great ahas as you remember it all. You are very close now. It is around the corner. There is just one corner. It is straight ahead. Relax and breathe deeply. Remember your capacity to trust and trust deeply. Remember your creed. For once in recent passing, you gathered together with your primary soul cluster. You reconvened. Just prior to incarnating, you reviewed this great mission. You checked for possible loopholes. Together we deemed it is all clear. We've each begun this lifetime in pure necessity to grow up, to reorient ourselves, to prepare for this flight. Please prepare now in earnest, O astronauts of the cosmos, to take your seats lightly to prepare for our flight. For in a few moments, mere weeks, days, or hours, the clock will tick midnight and will be cleared to soar.